No filter, just chaos. This is the Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
All right, welcome to the Big Party Show. Welcome. Numbers in, it's 402-915-0962. And also Gmail, it's our party line number. It's bpscrasher@gmail.com. How you doing this fine morning or afternoon or whatever it is
for anyone listening? I'm in Chicago. It's been really snowy.
I saw those photos.
Yeah, did you see the national news? I was like, oh, look at us making the national news. They're like, oh, my God, the Great Lakes area is just getting swarmed.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I guess.
And then it's supposed to be like 60 this weekend.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know.
So it's you know, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where I shoveled yesterday.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh, God. I guess you had to. I saw the photos in the news.
Yeah, we got probably about 4 inches.
Okay.
And but then it was like warm enough that like whatever little bit you didn't shovel, it melted. So
okay.
It's still like the ground's still warm.
Yeah.
So it's kind of sloshy when you go to shovel it. Yeah. It's a mess.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So let's get motivated real quick. What are we doing? Hangover foods?
Yes.
Those are the decisions that you make. The ones you have left is greasy breakfast burrito and gas station hot dog. Which one do you want?
Greasy breakfast burrito.
All right. Let's get greased up here.
Don't you quit on your dream.
No, no.
You're stronger than you think you are. You're tougher than you think you are. You can go through more than you think you can. It doesn't matter how many times you've been rejected. It doesn't matter how many defeats you've faced. It doesn't matter how much heartache and pain you've gone through. If you can keep moving forward, you will find a way.
There you go. You will find a way. Don't give up, people. Don't give up.
The way back to bed, where all the possibilities of a new tomorrow are right at your pillow. That's one of the things. I get so excited at the end of the day when you crawl into bed.
Uh-huh. I don't, but okay.
Oh, my God. Last night, I got into bed. Yesterday was like a day.
Yeah.
Yesterday was like one of those like eye twitchy, it was a Monday. Yeah. It snowed. We had still a million things to do. And it was one of those things where it's like, I don't normally have a glass of wine on Monday because it's Monday. Like I can, you know, it was one of those things where I was like, you know what? I'm having a glass of wine. Peter's like, you go.
That's good discipline that you can do that. I guess that's normal. That should be the normal habit of any human being to be able to not drink on a Monday. I just don't choose that lifestyle.
You were cutting back for a while. Where are we at now?
I'm still cutting back. I mean, just not as much. I'm just not doing the whole, you know, as much. So cutting back a little bit to me is good. It's progress.
So do you have a cocktail every day? I mean, it's not a big deal. I mean,
depends. Yeah, probably every day. I'm not getting wasted. I'll have a cocktail every day. It just kind of depends. I don't know. I like it. I suppose I can just drink water. I drink that all day.
You're right. Got to switch it up. Got to switch it up at night. My doctor, it was really funny because my doctor put it to me this way, you know, because I was like, well, I don't want to drink, you know, like I don't want to have like a chai tea or anything like that because of the calories, right? Like I'm looking at it like almond milk and then the sugar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So my doctor's like,
what do you say?
But wine. I was like, well, yeah.
Why not?
You know that there's still sugar and calories in wine. I was like, it feels different. Just feels different. Like
stop
she's
being
like,
such a doctor.
You realize that you could have like a glass of 7-Up and it doesn't have any caffeine and it would probably have less calories than a glass of wine. I was like, well, this is just stupid conversation that I don't even know why we're having.
Real talk doctor right there.
No, I was like, no, thank you.
All right. So real quick, let's do some house cleaning here. We got a couple texts I want to get to. But first of all, Operation Dry Bottoms, we got a lot of thank yous. Basically, we're collecting monetary donations on our website, bigpartyshow.com, for the women and the babies of the Lydia House. And I'll say it again, how can you say no to babies? They're in situations where they need diapers. We're not collecting actual physical diapers, but we're collecting donations. And we got some good ones so far. And by the way, the deadline on this, we gave some time here, is the 19th of December.
Yes.
Okay. So there's you got some time to maybe you go to your work and put out a jar or something and say donate. You know what I mean?
Or
you guys
get
it.
Classrooms or school stuff. Or even like your group of friends. Like I was hanging out with somebody yesterday. It's like get your book club together. Get your Mahjong group together. That's the hot thing now, Mahjong.
What is Mahjong?
It's the one with the tiles. It almost looks like dominoes, but it's like Chinese and it's
Chinese
tiles.
Okay.
Four people play, or you can play two. Like, I think it has to be an even number, but it's hysterical. Like, it's the hot.
It's fun.
Thing.
I'm going to have to look into that.
I haven't played it. My sister's taking classes at the country club.
Is she really? Good Lord. Anne, what are you doing?
I know. I was like, you're doing what now? I was like, how old are you? She's like, yeah, just me and a bunch of Nancys.
Well, you guys are definitely from the same family. You're going to gentle yoga with a bunch of Nancys, and she's learning Mahjong or whatever you call it.
Mahjong.
All right, so real quick, let's thanks to people. Marsha, Susie, Trisha, Deanna, Tyson, Dana, and Michelle. They were, you know, proud enough and happy enough. Those are our party crashers, of course, and there's a lot of you guys to step up and do some donations right now. And yeah, so the sooner you get it out of the way, the thing about it is this. When we're waiting, not waiting, but as it builds up, it's just everything when it comes to donation is always a slow build when you're putting it together. And anyone that knows that has done it, you guys get what I'm saying. I hate that feeling.
I know.
Because it's like you're not going to get somewhere. You're scared, all this stuff. Because all you want to do is you just have one focus, and that's the babies. That's my one focus as me, is to take care of those babies there and do what we can. It's not a competition. It's just taking care of what we need to take care of. So, yeah, just go to the donation page on bigpartyshow.com. Also, real quick, D.L. Hughley, we have tickets on there as well. We got a couple pairs of tickets. So if you want to go see D.L. Hughley on the 26th, right, Molly, at the Holland?
Yeah.
Just go there and just drop your name in there. That's pretty simple.
Sign up to be a party crasher. Go ahead and get your name in the drawing. I mean, this is the great thing. So Operation Dry Bottom, just a reminder, it goes until December 19th.
Yeah.
That's the cutoff. But, like, you don't have to wait until December 19th. You don't need to scare us half to death.
Stop it already. Yeah.
You can go ahead and relieve some of the tension between party and I by giving right away.
Yes, please. All right. You had talked about being tall and everyone being small and feeling like a bear. So on the party line, we got a text message that says, basically, it says, tell Molly she'd feel tiny with me. I'm almost 6'2", so everyone feels small next to me. My three best friends don't even come to my boobs.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Yeah, so she sent a photo, and she's tall. She's tall.
She is.
If you're on YouTube.
Press.
Yeah, she's a tall lady. So, yeah.
Oh,
she,
my gosh. I need to hang out with her.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
One of my best friends is 6'1", and I love being around her. I love being around Kelly because I'm always just like, look at me. I'm like a little tater tot.
A little tater tot. Also, Facebook. Kelly sent in a message that Facebook dating. So she sent us on what it actually looks like. And I don't know if you can read any of that, Molly. I can. It's too small.
So she's 5'10". So again, I would feel short around her. She's a hairstylist. She's never smoked. Doesn't have kids. Drinks occasionally. This is interesting that they go into all that stuff, like smoking and drinking and everything.
I think they should.
Iowa.
Yeah, I think
that's wild.
It's important to have that kind of information. It's not. I don't think Tinder does, but I don't think we're on. I'm not on Tinder. I don't know what that's even
looks like.
All about
pop music, dogs, hair care, cats, and rock music are like her. You know, I mean, she's got two cats, no kids.
Okay, two cats, no kids. People, she's a ginger
never been
too.
Married. And she's looking for her forever person. So she's not just looking to hook up and beat it. Like, this is, Kelly. She's 42. She's gorgeous. I mean, she's so good looking.
How do you know she's not there to? How do you know she's not out there to hook up, Mo?
She said she's looking for her forever person. It said on there. So yeah, I'm taking her at her word. If she's looking for her ever forever person, usually forever is more than one night. Just based
saying,
on my experience,
okay,
of looking for a forever person, one night does not. Let me tell you this.
Yeah,
one night stands that feel like forever.
Yeah. Yes, I would
that's
agree.
Not your forever person.
But you know, you don't want to limit yourself to, you know, when you're looking for your forever person, you should be looking for your one night stand too. Just kind of tie it all in there because that one night stand can turn into a forever person if you hold them hostage.
Right, you're not leaving. I should have told someone where I was going instead of being so ashamed of this evening that I didn't tell anybody. I just came over.
Dating is a strategy. So, I like Kelly's what she had put out on her Facebook dating. We just found out about Facebook having a dating thing. We didn't know this. Mm. But it could be, you could use strategy. Cause I mean, really in the end, I mean, I think you might agree. It's all about catching as many fish as you can, but just keeping one of them. So if you throw it on your profile that you'll just bang anything, you're gonna have a bunch of dudes showing up.
Yikes. So glad you're not in the dating advice business because it is terrible. Your advice is terrible. Really bad.
Hey, I'm just saying it's a strategy. That's it. It's just a strategy.
You found your beautiful forever person?
No, I gave up. Actually, I just was like, I'm not going to date around. I'm not going to do any of that. I just didn't feel it. And then I met her. And then, you know, I could never tell if somebody was interested by flirting and stuff like that. I could never, really? Ever tell. Oh, never, never. I could never tell if someone was interested. I do not know why. Maybe I'm just face blind on that point. But yeah, could never tell. So I would never go for it. You know what I mean?
You had good game, though.
I would go for what I wanted, but I've never paid attention to what somebody else on the other side was looking at.
Oh.
See what I mean? Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, like
stupid?
You didn't know if it was reciprocated. Like you were just like, I'm going for it.
Yeah, I'm just going to roll with it.
Just enough. People.
Frogs.
I think it works.
Kissed enough. I shouldn't call them frogs. People.
They're called listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
That was good. Molly, where did you get it?
Yeah, our buddy Keith Tucker sent a message out. Weird names. We talked about weird names.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's his high school athletic director was named Harry Forehand.
Oh, no. Oh, buddy.
Yeah. He said
that's
no joke.
Mean. I mean, that's one of those things where you're naming your child. Like, but it's not a surprise.
Yeah, but that, you know, he's Keith's of a, you know, a little older like us, you know, so maybe it's an old school thing. His name was Harold, Forehand. Harold Forehand. And then they just called him Harry for short.
I know, but you would take that. I'm saying as someone who had to pick kids' names.
Yeah.
Like, we thought about that. Like, we played it out together to figure it out. Like, one of the reasons we loved the name Maura, loved it.
Yeah.
But we couldn't name a daughter Maura because it would have been a Maura Coffee. Maura Coffee. That would have been the kid's nickname, Maura Coffee.
Coffee being the last name. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean,
right.
you play it out. I'm saying it's not like, you know what? I didn't see that coming. At no point did I think somebody was going to call Harold Harry.
Harry. Okay.
And that his last name was Forehand. What was it?
What? Forehand. So what other names were you? I mean, because you have an interesting last name. At least Peter does. It's Coffee. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mine is different. Nothing can fit in that. So was there any other different names that you guys are trying to avoid with the kids?
It was hardest with girl names because we liked like Maura, we liked Maureen, but again, more coffee. Like my cousin named Maureen, her nickname's more. And so we were like, more coffee. So we had to be really careful of that. Peter was definitely much more hands-on about boy names. I think because he grew up with the name Peter.
Sure.
Pete. So
my brother got made fun of all the time for his name growing up. Yeah. Peter,
you're
Pete.
Peter. You're like,
They used to sing that Peter Cottontail and all that fun stuff to him. And yeah, that's probably the reason why he is the way he is. Did you ever think about naming one of them decaf?
Right. We talked about Irish. Irish
Ooh.
Coffee.
Oh my God, that would be great.
Black coffee. Mm-hmm. Decaf.
Okay.
Sure. All that stuff. Hot. Okay. Hot coffee. Here.
Yeah, there's all kinds of good names like that. All right, so Chelsea, she won tickets to Jeff Dunham. She said she had the most fun at the show the other night on Saturday. Seats were great. Our first date night in probably 2 to 3 years. Thank you so much. You're welcome, Chelsea. Thanks for listening to this podcast. So there you go. House is acclaimed. I went to Costco the other day.
Oh, Cheating on Sam's Club, I see.
I took the sweet Wylene. I took her there.
Think?
Well, she's been to Costco before, but I just kind of don't take her there because, like, what happens, like, I have a mission, like, probably you do. I get through and go, right?
She wants to poke around.
Well, she actually came up, she caught up to me and said, I want to look around. I want to shop. I'm like, oh, my God, this is, like, the most expensive place to shop. I just go in there and try not to spend $500.
No.
So then I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go shop. Go shoppity shop shop. I was going there for 2-3 things. We ended up with a lot more, you know.
Got good clothes and stuff, though.
That was funny. I did say that because everybody was looking at clothes. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what the funny thing about the clothes here and the clothes at Sam's Club is that everybody that shops here looks alike. clothes.
Really? And because everybody's got the same Costco
same
clothes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I remember that sweater. You're like, right? It was such a steal. I couldn't pass it up.
Yeah. But one thing did catch my eyes. It was the there's an advent calendar there if you guys are interested in it. It's the 12 nights of cocktails. Look at that.
Ooh, that looks
yummy. 12 nights of cocktails. So that's we're in an advent world right now.
Take a look? What's the price? So it's $39. $40. That's not bad for 12 cocktails.
Not bad at all. I did not look at what was in it. I guess you can kind of see it a little bit, but
it doesn't really say. It just says crafted cocktails.
That's all it is, really. It's a straightaway.
Comes in a can.
Mm-hmm. Straightaway is a booze, I think, as a company. That does fun stuff like that. So,
ooh, I'll have to check that out.
Well, you can make your own. What are the ones that are out now? Are there a lot out? Or
get a load of this. This is one that I thought was pretty funny. I'm not going to tell the kids. Burger King.
They have an advent calendar.
Yes.
Do you go to Burger King and get it?
You go online.
The Burger King advent calendar.
Burger King advent calendar. Let me pull up
the
details.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding. So, it's 12 days. I can't believe the price point. 1954. That was the year that it was that Burger King was established.
Yeah.
So that's the price tag. 12 days. You text the numbers 251, 251. Goes on sale Friday, November 21st. You can go to bkpromo.myspotify.com. And it's got like all sorts of little like keepsakey type of things, but like throwback, like vintage Burger King kind of stuff. I mean, so none of it's food.
Oh, so now you lost me.
Well, I mean, I hope that 12th day is still good. You got to wait till day 12 to get the Whopper, but it's been sitting there for 12 days. Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, I was hoping it was food. Well, I don't think it's smart to just do the 12 days of Burger King and just do it through the drive-thru. You know what I mean?
Yes. You're like, I'm here for day two. That actually would be kind of cute.
No, yeah, so it would.
This is all like little tchotchkes, little keepsakes and stuff like that based on...
That they had back in... Yeah, like, with from like all promotions. Over,
right? So okay. Back from 1954 to present. I mm-hmm. guess they did it last year and it sold out like fast. And then it was such okay. a hit that they're doing it again this year. I mean, for $20, you know, like if you really have somebody in your life, like my son loves Burger King, like I almost thought about getting it for him.
But would he want all that stuff that he's not familiar with though? I mean, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
There's going to be stuff from back in the '50s or whenever when did you say they started?
1954.
54. God, they've been around since 1954.
I mean, maybe it's just fun. I mean, it's $20, right? Like, I mean, it's kind of like even if just four of them are good.
Something he remembers. Yeah. Right.
So that was it. But Aldi is like the gold standard as far as I'm considered, as far as I consider advent calendars, because they have one for everything. They've got one for cats. They've got one for beer drinkers, cocktail drinkers, wine drinkers, cheese eaters. This year, they even have 12 days of crafting. I wanted to get it so bad.
What is the crafting then? What would that be?
Each day is like a different craft you make.
Okay.
And you can do like snowmen or can't remember what the other one is. But they also have this year new... 25 scented candles. They've got 24-day wine advent calendar, 12-day squishmallows. You know, those squishmallows. Kids, those are like the toys the kids go crazy for.
We have a couple of them here.
Do you?
For the niece.
Yeah.
And for me too.
They're cute.
They're squeeze. Wait. Yeah. What is it? These things squish. It's like it looks like a turtle and it squishes and it looks like the weird stuff looks like it's popping and.
Oh, no, that's different. No. These are like little, they're almost like Beanie Babies. They have,
different.
They have, you know, fleece texture, that kind of thing. And there are all sorts of different ones. There's Disney ones. They have all sorts of stuff. So Aldi has all of these advent calendars, but I thought the one that was interesting was the scented candles. 25 days of scented candles.
Wow. I mean,
you just wonder, like, 25 different scents? What does that box smell like?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, part of it would be, like, Madagascar vanilla, but then it would also be, like, fern tree. Like, you know, like, you just
altogether.
Wonder what it all together, you know? Like, they'd have to be sealed. Otherwise, you're like, this is just perfume explosion.
I think it would. I mean, for example, Walmart. They have their candle section and whoever else has a candle section. It's so overwhelming of it seems like it's all one smell.
Yeah, it all just mixed comes together. At you like a wall of perfume. Like it's just a scent wall.
Do you guys ever buy candles? I don't buy candles, but I have bought candles before and it would be in that scenario where I would shop at one of those stores. By the way, real quick, I went to Target the other day because they're making everybody smile.
Oh, yeah. Did you make them? Well, it was today.
It was the day before the storm supposedly was happening that you had gotten. So this would have been Saturday. It might have even been Sunday morning. No, it was Saturday. Everything was packed. It was so packed at Walmart and Target. All I was looking for was this.
What?
A package of chili mix.
Oh, that's gluten-free?
Just anything. It was all gone, Molly. Everybody was that. Everyone had the same thing in mind. Like, I'm going to make some chili.
Yeah.
So I had a hard time finding it.
Oh.
So I had to go through different stores. I tried to find someone to smile. I thought this would be the perfect scenario because it's so packed. The line's backed up. Everyone's in everybody's faces. But then I couldn't find anyone. It's like they were hiding. Looked.
You're like that guy from the podcast is out there. He's going to make us all smile. Hide.
That was my mission. But anyway, I don't even. Oh, the candles. That's how we got there. All right. So the advent candles. I wonder, is that at Aldi's you said? At Aldi?
Yeah. I'm going to Aldi today and I want to check it out. I want to see about the craft one. And I also want to check out the candle one. Though I, this is the thing. I can't buy the candle one. I really can't.
Why?
We have so many scented candles. So many.
I didn't know that. You're a scented candle person. Okay. We don't do it. I don't know why.
I've gotten gifts a lot of times, scented candles, and then I've made a couple.
I've made candles before.
I've made a couple candles from classes.
Okay. You know what? Speaking of candles.
Yeah.
I made Wylena candle.
Yeah. Did it have a W in it?
Uh-huh. I sunk a metal W at the bottom of it, like towards the middle of it. So the deal was, is that it was a special candle that I made for her. This is me courting her. This is how I...
Me courting her. Because it was 1912.
So what I did is I went and got all the candle wax and I melted candle stuff and all that stuff. And I had the little scenty thing that you put in there.
Oh, yeah. The drops.
Then I had to put the wicks all the way up. It was a process. I had to go to Hobby Lobby to get most of it. Right. And then when it melted down, I said, hey, there's a big surprise at the end of this, towards the middle of it. All right. It's just a surprise. And I'll build it up a little bit. Right. And it was a W. That's at the bottom of the thing. Well, towards the middle of it. I wanted to get down far enough. The candle was probably, 7 inches tall and about 4 inches wide. So it was a big old candle. People, if you need any dating advice besides sleep with everyone.
I was going to say, this is like the far end of the just whore around. And then all of a sudden it's like sweet candle with their I love you. Yeah. There's a sweetheart in the middle.
I called it the Wylena candle. Is what I called it.
What was the scent that you used? Do you remember?
I don't know. I still have it downstairs somewhere. I need to go smell that thing and see what it smells like. Probably like a vanilla type smell, I'm guessing. Flowery or whatever.
I don't like food or like floral.
So you don't like pumpkin pie smell?
No.
Okay.
No. I toured with somebody and she was like addicted to Yankee candles.
Yes.
And she would light them in the dressing room. And I'm like, that's not fair. Like, this is a shared space and you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, that's a really intrusive smell. You can't get away from vanilla sugar cookie. You just
I'm with you. I don't like that either.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing when it's my house and you're coming over to my house and I have a scented candle lit and you're kind of like, oh, this is part of their ambiance. But like if somebody lit it up at the office, you would be like, well, unless we can all agree on
the smell,
I sound like such a jerk. But like, unless you can all agree on a scent, like it's a little overpowering. And some people will be like, well, isn't that the same as perfume? It's like, well, no, perfume's on me unless you're near me or something like that. And I even know some places where they say you shouldn't wear perfume to work.
There are some companies that are like that.
Companies that say that because people have reactions to it.
Or it just annoys everyone, the smell. Have you ever known anybody that wore so much perfume that you're just, that wasn't above 80?
No, but young girls do.
Do they really? I don't. I'm not around young girls, so I don't know.
They go into like Sephora or Ulta or they go into the Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
Oh my God. They come out smelling like a sugar cube.
Yeah.
Dipped in like peaches and pineapple.
So they're doing all the scents.
It smells great. You're like, you already smelled good. You're a young girl.
Uh-huh.
Nothing smells better than a sweet young girl. And now you smell like taffy.
I need to gift Wylena. I got a birthday coming up. I don't want to talk about it actually, because I don't want, cause she listens. She listens to the podcast.
But you're a good gift giver. You always have been.
Well, it's a little tough this year. Cause I don't know what we're going to be together 10 years. Wait, when did we get together? I think we already went through that day.
You already had your first date day.
Yeah, that was that'd be the first time we started dating, I think, right? First date day? Yeah. So it's been 10 years. 10 years with one beautiful person. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep. I know.
She's a strong woman.
She is just angelic. Really blows me away. I remember when my aunt and uncle, like, they
hit
celebrated
that long?
Their like 50th wedding anniversary. I was like, 50
That's
years.
Long. Yeah.
God bless. Yeah.
That's the only problem with, you know, meeting someone in
like
getting married when you're late to the game. Mm. Is that you'll never hit 50-year anniversary, you know? You'll be lucky to hit 20.
Never say never. Know?
Hey, oh my God, can you imagine 40 years from now? Mm-hmm. 40 years now, I'll be in my hundreds. I guess that will happen. That could very well happen.
Right.
I have always felt that I will be, in fact, you know how they have the oldest person in the world?
Last man standing.
I always felt like I'm going to be that person. You know, that guy that or woman that, you know, that's like old, like they're 113 and they look like they died 10 years ago and they're just sitting there, kill me. That's going to be me. And Wylene
nice
will be by
young...
my side.
Uh-huh.
What? Yeah. 100%.
Nurse
Wylene. All right, A-list. We got to hit A-list. What's going on in the A-list world?
So Taylor Swift, early talk is that she's already picked out two bridesmaids. Selena Gomez.
Pick? Okay. Makes
Selena
sense.
Gomez and Gigi Hadid. That Gigi this is like Hadid. Everybody's saying that it's pretty much confirmed that these two and that she's kind of doing something. Who knows how many bridesmaids she'll have?
I hope it's not crazy. But then again, it's her one time and possibly her only time she'll get married. Again, she's gotten right. married late. So not late, but later than a lot of people do.
So, I think she wants to get on the ground floor with her girlfriends so that they can share in the like planning and going on girls trips and doing all that fun stuff. Like she's going to be, she wants 100% of the bride experience.
Okay.
You know, with where it's bachelorettes and tasting cakes and doing all, like, she's not going to miss a minute. And I don't blame, I mean, like, especially with, like, Selena Gomez, they've been friends for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the hot stories.
Zendaya, that's going to be tough because her list of people, I mean, the people that are expected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I feel like I'm expected to be invited, that type of person. You know what I mean? And then if you don't get it, that could change your relationship a little bit. It's almost like she just should probably just invite the world. You know,
sounds like she is.
I know.
She was on that. Go ahead.
Are you talking about that interview with that British dude?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And she said he was coming. Yeah. I'm like, you're inviting that guy? That guy was even blown away. He's like, I'm invited to your wedding. Okay.
She's kind of like everybody's invited. I'm like, I can't wait to get my invitation then. Where is it? Rhode Island? I'll go.
Yeah, she'll rent out the whole island. So I can imagine her wanting the whole experience. She's been waiting forever to meet the right person to make the step.
Too.
She is.
Yes. She's a total romantic. Have you listened to any of her songs?
No.
Have you listened to one Taylor Swift song?
I'm sure I have.
Pretty much like, marry me, schoolboy, I wanna be in love. I mean, like, that was like her original
country
sound. And then now it's still like, the fate of Ophelia, you saved me. I'm finally in love for real. I mean, she loves love.
Gross, but good for her.
No.
I know, I'm kidding. It's good. I know.
Takes all kinds.
It does. All right. So what else did you have?
Zendaya.
What's she up to?
Euphoria season 3 is coming out. And the rumble is that Zendaya and Sydney Sweeney are having issues. So
fighting and stuff?
Well,
I don't know much about Zendaya. I know that she's with Tom Holland, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I like them as a couple for some reason.
Yeah, I like Zendaya. I like her. I've seen interviews with her. She seems.
I wonder why they would be at arms with each other.
Part of it is because I think it's political.
Okay.
They are on very different ends of the spectrum, and I think that has become more and more of an issue. So that's the rumor, is that Zendaya is like, I don't want to do press with her. I don't know if it's true or not. Again, this is all just like Daily Mail. Like, guess what? Apparently Zendaya doesn't want to be anywhere near Sydney Sweeney. So who's to say that this isn't some made up explosion of drama? Or maybe it's real. Who will find out? Tom Bergeron, burying the hatchet, going back to Dancing with the Stars 5 years after he was fired.
Why? Really? Again, he's going back?
Just as a guest, Judge. Oh, one okay. Show. One show only. It's their 20th anniversary.
Speaking of, but wasn't he was the host, correct?
Uh-huh.
So he's coming back as a judge, you said?
Guest judge for one night.
Guest judge from one night. Okay. All right. Tom Bergeron, or yeah, whatever his last name is.
Bergeron.
Bergeron.
So, yeah.
Are you still watching that show? Are you still doing that?
No.
Okay. No. That used to be your jam.
I liked the beginning where they introduced everybody and you got to see the learning curve. I liked it when they did that first dance and they were all like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've got to do this for 6 weeks. Like, you know, that was always fun.
Yeah, because I just saw one of them got hurt. Some lady, she hurt her.
Somebody always gets hurt.
She's like, she was having like a heart attack or like pulled a muscle on her chest or something weird. So they had to haul her out. I haven't seen it in a while. I'm not into dancing in public like that. I do that behind closed doors for the most part. You know what show you should be watching, by the way, is that Squid Games on Netflix.
Yes. You said it's back for season two. So it's it's not... It's Squid Games, the reality show. So
it's great.
It's different from the Squid Games where it's the TV show. This is like real live people signing up to do the Squid Games. Nobody dies.
And no one dies. I mean, sometimes you wish they would, but it's really done well, Molly. And I keep telling the sweet Wylene, I'm like, since our schedule's the way it is now and we don't work for anybody, I got time. So why don't I just sign up? Yeah, sign up. There's like four, it starts with like 450 or something like that. Uh-huh. And they immediately cut it in half.
Well, yeah, because they do that red light, green light, and it's like half the place goes.
That's
away.
Not it. That's not it, everyone. That was the first. These are all different. So this one
season's different.
Yeah, this season is 100% different. The other one was based after the show more so. Mm-hmm. But this one, you obviously have to come up with different, you know, games and stuff that these people have to play.
Okay, got it.
To keep it going. But immediately you hate people. Right out of the gate, you hate these two people. Oh, my God. You're just like, I can't stand them. You can see through everything. But it's so good. It's so stinking good. I don't want it to go away. And, I mean, they just dropped on Tuesday 5 more episodes.
Well, that's the thing is that unlike Netflix, well, Netflix is kind of doing this now, like with the Stranger Things, the final season.
Yeah, what are they doing?
They're breadcrumbing it out, like 4 episodes at Thanksgiving and then 1 or 2 at Christmas. And then the big finales are in New Year's. I mean, they're doing it like that.
Because this is how they're doing.
Like you'd just be able to binge it. They just drop everything and you could binge it. And now they're realizing, now they're doing the takeaway method where they're releasing it 1 week at a time. You're like, that's not what I signed up for.
I know. We immediately thought it was, I thought it was the whole season. I'm into it now. I have binged this whole thing. 5 episodes. No, actually, maybe it was 4 episodes. That's like 4 hours with no commercials, right? And then it stopped. I was like, why did it stop? Maybe it was three. I don't even know what it was. And then I'm like, oh, this sucks. Now we have to wait. And so Tuesday, I saw that they're dropping 5. They dropped 5 more. And then the last one is the 9th episode. I apparently need to get a life.
Get a life.
A different kind of life where maybe I need to enrich it a tiny bit, because if I'm sitting there overanalyzing when they're dropping these episodes and I know these things, then I need to enrich my life a little bit more.
Well,
but anyway, I'm so excited to sit there and binge the rest of it. So
the new episode comes out on Tuesday.
Tuesday, 5 of them. They're doing like 3 or 4, then 5, and then 1.
Are you waiting for Wylene, or are you watching them and just pretending when you watch them?
No, like, I wait for her. We wait. It's more and more of less of things out there, it seems like, that's captivating us, or we have watched everything already that we like, and we're just waiting for other things. Like, we've watched every prison show. Well, at least she has. And then there's another one that just 60 days in, where they go into jail for 60 days. That just dropped. And I'm like, I want to do that. But then after I watch these people that seem like they're so tough crying in the corner, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I'd be
like, maybe not. And I certainly wouldn't want it filmed.
Not at all. That's 60 days in, Molly, is crazy to me. You know, because you're going and this is what the deal is. Well, this one's different because it's Utah. Okay.
Okay. Why is that different?
Because of the fact this is why it's different, because you can have ways out. So basically what this warden has said, he said, when you do this chin rub, that means you're out. But he notices that on all the other episodes and seasons, some people would be so panicky, they would do their call out and then they'd go out just to take a break and then they'd go back in. He's like, if you drop, you drop. You're done. You're here to find out how people are getting drugs and how to do this. He's trying to better his deal. So he's like, you're required. We are requiring that you stay in there 60 days or you're just going to be out. So no one wants to be that person. Like, I got to get out now. So you have that in the back of your head. Like, I don't have an option, really. I need to stay in for 60 days. Some of these contestants are so strange.
Yeah, they want to be in prison for 60 days, not your average human being. I think if I asked like six of my friends, I'd get a zero acceptance rate on who would want to do it.
I'd want to, but I'd be afraid. Like, I would like to go to a
prison.
Yes.
You should be afraid. It's supposed to be a deterrent to bad behavior. Prison. Just the word. You're like, I'm good. I'll be good.
What I really would like to do also, I don't know if this exists, and I'm sure it does. I want to go stay the night in a prison, like a hotel, Airbnb. Like the whole feeling, like you're not being threatened with a bunch of other people. You know, there's not a bunch of criminals in there. You and your wife go in there and you share a cell. Then someone comes up and they hand you food through the thing.
What is your voyeuristic thing about prison? Like, I want to understand it. Like,
I don't know. I just find it fascinating. I've never been, and knock on wood,
never stepped foot in a prison. I think I could live a fully realized existence. No,
I'm just talking about going in there and sleeping like an Airbnb.
You don't want to know.
Okay, that's not you. Okay, yeah. All right. Uh-uh. Well, I'll talk to somebody else about this then.
Yeah. That wouldn't be
like your taste.
Like, if somebody was like, if you could have one night, I'd be like, Four Seasons?
Yes.
The Bellagio? Wow. Yeah, I would love to spend a night there. And they'll bring food to your room? Yes, please. And you're like, yeah. I want to go to prison. I'm like, I want to go to Bali. I guess you're right. I'm hanging in an ocean hammock.
Yeah, I guess that's
we want different things
for sure. And I'm sure Wiley wants the same thing that you want. I mean, I'm, you know, I keep telling her to try to join these shows with me. I just thought Squid Games would be good. But what I'm noticing is like there's a father daughter, right? And they have, you know, you separate yourself into different teams. And you don't want to be on the same team, because when that team gets eliminated, because sometimes the whole team's gone, so now you're on separate teams. So, I mean, I'd be, you know, Wylene's rock, but she'd have to be on a different team.
Yeah.
You know, and that would be tough for me, because I would think that dude bro over there, good looking guy, is all fit, is hitting on her. You know, so anyway, it wouldn't work. So I thought 60 days in, let's go in together. But then again, 60 days in is not a co-ed thing. It's you're going to man jail or lady jail.
I think so. You want your wife with you.
No, I wouldn't want to see.
Here you are worried about some hot guy in Squid Games. That's the least of your worries when you're 60 days in jail. And that's the only woman these guys have seen. Or will ever see, because they're in prison for life. It's not an Airbnb for them. This is their forever home.
It's their forever home. All right. Yeah.
They're like, I'd like to scratch my chin and be let out. Hey, like, sorry, should have thought of that before the armed robbery you committed.
Exactly. You know, and that's where we're at right now. We're just saying it's cuffing season. It's warm season. And not warm season, but fall season. And then it's television and it's comfort food and it's weight gain and sweaters and hoodies and all that stuff. Like, it's cold outside. I took the garbage out the other day and I had a robe on. You should have seen the look on Wiley's face.
The portrait you're painting of your life in the show.
And remember, these people are passing my house.
I know exactly when all these shows come out. I go outside in a robe.
Well, Molly, I took the garbage out and I look from the street over as I turn around, and Wylene is sitting in the window staring at me like, what are you doing? And she's like, why are you wearing a robe? And then she comes home for lunch. And so I'm like, I got to go get the garbage cans back in my robe. I'm still in my robe.
She's like, how did you know you were worried about your husband being depressed? I came home for dinner after breakfast and lunch, and he was still in the robe.
It is a weird look because I told her a robe's a robe. I mean, I can double down as it being as a jacket anyway. You know, if you could, if you want to. I just got a hood, so I just imagine I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi or something. But it's funny because when I went out, all these people are driving to drop off their kids at the school down the road.
And so this is almost as bad as the tailgate where you strip down to a tank top in front of your wife's employees. You are not to be trusted when it comes to fashion decisions.
No, I'm not. All right, donate, people. We need your donations. Operation Dry Bottom. How can you say no to the little babies? Yeah, do what you guys can do. We get it. Economy is kind of weird and goofy, and you know, if you can help, you can help. If you can't, you can't. We get it. You don't feel pressure and stuff like that. So do it.
From the man who wants to spend a night in prison. Take his advice.
All right. We're out of here. We'll be back on Friday. You guys have a good couple of days and do yourself good.